Hello, doctor.
I want to get line drive.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours. That's it. But it's your own shoe. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's.
But the main thing for me, I know, is honesty. Like,
yes.
Like, I lie.
Yeah.
But I'm honest about it.
No, you're not.
What? Not all negative, but as a God is good, blood.
That's what I want.
Goodness gracious. Smackable.
Yes.
I know.
And I run it.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Yo. Yo. Yo.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Gang.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Gang.
Yo.
Gang. Gang.
In the building.
All the
yeah. Yeah.
All the gang.
All the gang.
Gang. Gang. Gang. Gang. Gang.
Gang. Gang. Gang. Gang.
Bitch. Little whore. Little bitch.
Little bitch. I changed.
Okay, you guys have really lost me. I don't know what's going on right now.
I'm not affordable.
I'm not affordable. I changed, bitch. I changed, little whore.
What's happening?
You guys done?
Man, keep going, but man's done. Sorry. What's happening, though, Hems?
Yeah,
not much. I'm just eating some pasta. I really burnt my heart.
You
know when you swallow something really hot and it feels like you've really burnt your insides.
You know, instead so of crazy. Like humans, spit just spit it out.
Instead, you're there like hug on.
Nah, I had to swallow that.
You're bouncing the pasta
still.
On your tongue. Oh, ho ho ho.
Oh, ho ho ho. Oh, ho ho ho.
You're trying to blow it whilst it's in your mouth, bro. Pause.
Oi, but Tebba, you still in trouble? It looked like you had a rough day today, boy.
Oi, they're trying to get me down in these streets. Every week I feel like someone's trying to get me down. Like, I'm gonna have to chill
out.
Off Twitter.
I'll ride out. I'll back my rags. I wanna ride.
Man's really out in these streets, bruv. It's hard. Nah. Obviously, man put out the Elvis Presley tweet because I've been seeing I'm not trying to defend R. Kelly, innit? That's what people misconstrued. So I've just put out a video which is Elvis Presley's wife. And she's talking about how, like, at age 14, Elvis Presley was kissing her and all this kind of stuff, innit? And I just said, we need to stop trashing black people in public, or we need to stop trying.
But why did you relate that to that video? Because when I saw the video, like, I just retweet everything you do sometimes. I don't even pay attention. And then I sent it to my friend.
That's
like,
my nigga. That's my nigga.
You know what I mean? Like,
trust me,
fuck what my bro done. That's my jigger. You know, like that.
Yeah.
So I've sent it to my friend, and I've walked off, and I've come back, and she said, "Rah, like, what's your friend on?" And I was thinking, "What do you mean? Like, he posted the Elvis thing," and she was like, "Did you see his caption?" I said, "No." She showed it to me. I was thinking, I think I get what he means, but I'm thinking, but why did you write that? Like, I get what you mean, but why did you write that? Like, why didn't you put the caption like, are we gonna drag Elvis for as long as we're dragged? Like,
I get it, and maybe I did it on purpose. Maybe I'm understanding social media, innit? What makes people pay attention? Like, I've just put it out there, statement. That's it, innit? You do what you want to do with it, innit? So it's a bit dangerous, a bit risque, as you say, but. Right. My thing is, my point with it is that we're too busy laughing at shit, creating memes. Look, we're going to meme it and now turn something which is actually very, very serious into a joke. And then it's also something that keeps it in the forefront of the media and in front of us. So all we're thinking is R. Kelly. These times, we know what he's done. If you say
something, right, because you know, like the seriousness of the R. Kelly thing, and this is what kind of confuses me. Like, the only place that someone can be convicted of something is in the courtroom. With R. Kelly and Michael Jackson, and it hasn't happened to Elvis yet, but with them two, it's like we've made documentaries about it. Places where these people can't get convicted. Yeah, it could possibly lead to that for R. Kelly, but not Michael, because he's dead. But it's R. Kelly one night. So the documentary came out, then the prison sentence done happened. But it's only after that, what's this woman's name that has now interviewed him?
Oh, I don't even know her name.
Gayle King, I think.
Gayle King. That's it. It's only after this that now you want to interview him. Why? Why didn't you want to do it
before? Why not before?
Before it was a thing.
Why like, not before? I don't get it. We know. Like, you don't need... I'm saying
this
we're
isn't
doing
new
this
evidence.
Stuff. Yeah. We're just doing
and then,
extra stuff.
And then off the back of that, like you're saying, it's become a joke. It's been memed off. Like, I know I made a joke of it.
Yeah, we all made jokes. We're all guilty
of doing
dumb shit.
But, like, it's
shit.
Been memed off for real. Like, people are editing the video now and that, like, adding extras.
Yeah.
I'm thinking...
Man's got
if he doesn't get convicted, whose fault is it if he now doesn't get convicted? Because when you make light of something, do we really care about how we made out that we did in the beginning?
I don't know.
So just to go back a bit, just to backtrack a bit. So you were saying that you know, people like Gayle King and stuff like that now come to do interviews.
Mm.
You feel that is what do you feel like is wrong with that?
Because Gayle King can't convict him. So what is she actually? Why is she actually interviewing him?
Okay, I get you now.
She can't convict him. Like, is she not on the side of him getting convicted? Like, an interview shouldn't be on your priority list. That fam, I wouldn't want to talk to a paedophile.
Thing is, but the thing is, obviously, she's interviewing him. She's she's a journalist, interviewer, whatever, and she's doing this for a some kind of TV station or radio station or news station. So obviously, they're gonna interview R. Kelly if they have the chance because people are gonna watch it. That's the whole point.
Okay,
it's the same thing with Ebro in the Morning and Kodak Black. He done a whole 15-minute interview, and it's only at the end that he says, "Yeah, at this radio station, we don't condone." Those actions, and it's how did you not lead with this?
So why don't you
or why do you even why is he even there then?
Yeah, I
and there's bare people you done fuck with like Fab who's hit his wife.
See the thing is with the R. Kelly situation, because he is alive, he is still currently involved. As it seems, it's still currently involved with girls who he met when they were underage.
Yeah.
There's still more coming out about him. Like, so I'm not surprised that people would want to interview him. That his name is hot in the news and whatever. And do you know what I mean? And to be honest, this has been happening for a long time.
Yeah.
This wave of like R. Kelly being in the media for what he's done has happened, died down, and has happened again. And what's it called? I think the thing that people need to be careful not to do is to be like, you know, don't get onto R. Kelly, get onto Harvey Weinstein. And it's not like a either or. It's like we need
everyone.
To get onto both
the
of them.
The crime,
it's like everyone,
the crime is the crime.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and so it's like I understand that it's the thing that so when it comes to black people and how we feel about this whole situation, I guess what's frustrating and why people say, oh, like, what about Harvey Weinstein, is because so we've seen Bill Cosby first, then we see R. Kelly, and now we see you guys trying to do a documentary about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And it's not even like none of these things are justified or like none of these men deserve it, but it's just like, it's so, imagine if you like to love all three, like the way I love Michael Jackson, if I had loved Bill Cosby and R. Kelly the same, this would be too much for me. Like, oh my days, one after the other.
They're taking all the icons,
man. I feel like you're
there because they're black. I'm like, based off what your tweet was. Is like, do you think this energy only lasted because of Black Twitter? Like, we are, if something needs, if outrage needs to carry something, this is the Twitter focus group forum that we should come to. Like, do you want to happen to R. Kelly? Because R. Kelly can't be convicted, so I'm not even interested in not R. Kelly, Elvis, because he's dead. So,
and Michael Jackson.
So, like, with Elvis, it's like, I don't really want a documentary. Yeah, we know what happened. Is she dead too, his wife?
I don't know. I'm not too sure. I don't think so.
No, she's not. Dead. I don't think so. No.
Well, she's alive. So I know at the time she was 14, but it's like if she wants to do something about it, she will do something about it. The people that are coming out against R. Kelly, Jimmy Savile, Michael Jackson, they want to do something about it. But I just feel that people are going about things the wrong way. Like, even when I see shit like, oh, my cousin's missing, can you help me find him on Twitter? I'm thinking, have you gone to the police, bruv? Because. Man's not a search party.
I'm sure they would have gone to the police. If you're searching for someone and you've come to Twitter, I'm sure you would have gone to the police. A lot of
people come to Twitter before they go to the right places. No. Like, I'm thinking, have you gone to the right people? I mean,
you would never know, wouldn't
it? That is exactly it. We never know. I feel like in this life, when it comes to commenting on things and how they seem, we always have to go back to the point that we actually just don't know, innit? Because we're not there, we're not doing anything. But not to even sidetrack too much, because I want to get back onto my point. So, so obviously, like I said, we saw what happened with Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, and now this with Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And the reason why, so I remember when I saw the thing with like Oprah, and obviously Oprah actually came out and said she's saying goodbye to Michael Jackson for the last time, or whatever. And then this Leaving Neverland documentary comes out, and I think my thing with the whole Michael Jackson situation was it just felt like this was not done because you genuinely care about the victims. I feel like, okay, cool. Or potential victims. I feel like because of how the R. Kelly thing blew up, that documentary was one of the most watched documentaries on their channel, on that channel of all time. I think that they wanted that kind of same reaction.
And who's bigger than R. Kelly?
That was when I was, because the thing is, like with R. Kelly, like I didn't have anything. I wasn't upset that these things were coming out. Obviously, we're all fans of his music, but if there's something that should if there's something that should be known, there's something that should be said in public. If we want to do a documentary, come. But with this one, I just felt like, hey, cool. Like, what is your actual what are you actually trying to do? What's your motive here? And the reason why, when we bring up Michael Jackson, I feel like, okay, cool. So we can't leave out people like Elvis Presley.
Yeah. Because he's dead.
Exactly, because he's dead or because he's whatever. Because
Wait.
This is what I'm saying. Because I feel like the exposing people like Elvis Presley exposes what these media channels or these companies or these people have been doing for so long, and which is covering up their mistakes, whitewashing their mistakes, and protecting each other. Yeah. While pushing other people to the forefront of the public disgrace and dishonor, don't tear down Michael Jackson if you're not gonna look at people like Elvis. Not saying that these people are not saying that anyone's innocent or not innocent. Let's do the same thing, because Elvis was huge, and you have his own wife saying that she met him. Not even, I saw a different one where she said she met him when she was 13. And this is not the only young girl he was involved with. He was drugging her. This is not the only 13-year-old he was young girl she was involved with. And the only reason he married her was to make it look legit. What I'm saying, and these people, they all protect each other. And I was watching some stuff on YouTube, and his bandmates were talking about how corrupt this guy was. Not only was he a pedophile, he also stole music. A lot of the music he made was not his, and a lot of black artists used to get ripped off back in the day, where they will turn on the radio, hear their song being played by someone else, or sang by someone else, and it's mad. So it's just like, if you feel like no one's untouchable, Michael Jackson not untouchable, this person, whatever. You guys did this to him while he was alive. Yeah. Now he's dead, you're still doing it. It's like,
Elvis is sleeping on a fucking dreams mattress and a pillow, bruv.
And the thing is, it all goes back to money. It all goes back to money as well, because the same way they thought they were going to make a lot of money from this Michael Jackson thing. The reason why they won't even try to bring down Elvis Presley is because every year people go to I think his old house or his old studio, and they pay homage. Pay homage to Elvis Presley, and it brings in a lot of money. A lot of dead people make a lot of money while they're still dead, and these people are profiting off them. So I feel like they're protecting their own interests, protecting their own people.
Of course,
and that's what I don't.
That's what
your tweet says. But even I, as much as I love you, Temi, I had a problem with your tweet as well. Not because I knew what you were trying to say, but I just feel like you worded it in the wrong way.
I heard that.
It's not to say, I know you know, but hold on, I'm just trying to go back to your tweet so I can read it.
The exact tweet says, let me grab that for you right now. The exact tweet says, fucking hell, bro, it's not even in front of me. I just said, yeah, I basically just said, look, we need to not...
Hold on, I want to read... No, I need to read it word for word. Let me... Where is this
look,
tweet?
Look, it says it right here. Look, we need to avoid or try not to trash black people in public. That's all it
okay.
says.
So and I hear what you say, but I know what you're trying to say by that. But at the end of the day, one thing that we have to be very clear upon is the fact that just because you're black doesn't mean what you did, which was wrong, shouldn't be exposed either.
Okay, can I give my rebuttal to that? Yeah,
go on.
Now, in this is the problem right now that I find with society. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We tend to think that if we're not being public about something, we don't feel anything. So, oh, if right. I say don't be public about it, you kind of feel like, oh, that means we're not doing nothing about it. I can right. talk and say, right, R. Kelly's messed up, blah, blah, blah. We all know R. Kelly's messed up. We don't have to now go to Twitter and start memeing it and saying, R. Kelly deserves to go to jail. The justice system is doing it. The justice system is not going to change because we're tweeting, innit? If you say someone is a pedophile, we don't need to now keep screaming out pedophile. Everybody knows, stay away from the guy. Any woman that's right. now messing around with R. Kelly is doing right. it at their own risk and they already know what's going on. In fact, now there's a documentary, innit? So move away from him. Now, so, my thing is, leave it alone. Like, let's stop talking about R. Kelly, because, mm-hmm. man, we don't have the same luxuries as white people, innit? Like we heard of a guy, I don't know, trying to make a nail bomb in his house, and he goes to the station, tries to blow it up, and we just see it as that's an individual. One, I don't know, if he's an Arab or something like that, or he's a Muslim, if they say he's a terrorist, all Muslims get it. So same thing with black people. They'll treat you at work like, say, oh, if there's knife crime, oh, you must know someone that does that, or you must know gangsters. What the hell? They are like saying, we know R. Kelly. Like, they'll be asking, what's going on with R. Kelly? Like, say, I grew up with him. We don't have the luxury of being treated as individuals. We get the umbrella treatment. So when we keep talking about R. Kelly, we need to understand that we're fueling this shit and the media keeps it in front of us and then we don't move past it. And next thing you know, some next laws are coming in and we're too busy looking at R. Kelly, bruv.
See, the thing is, the thing is, yeah, with what you're saying, so I haven't personally felt any kind of attack or some kind of, like, people judging me or based on what R. Kelly has done. I haven't seen anyone try to make R. Kelly's action a bad reflection of the black community because when it comes to pedophiles on a normal day, I hardly ever hear about, obviously there's black pedophiles, but I've heard about so many white pedophiles, Asian pedophiles, so I haven't actually heard of anyone trying to make
I think it would be stupid what? To try and say that there's no black pedophiles, because that would just be mad ignorance.
Let's not
try and pin it on, it's not our, like, if you talk pedophiles, it's just never our race, like,
I didn't say
it's never our race at all, but I'm just saying that because Temi just said that with us talking about R. Kelly in public, people are coming to him and talking about R. Kelly, and it's just like a bad look for the black community, because you talked about knives and now people think that all black people have knives. You were saying that it's a bad reflection on the black community, but I don't think that is.
Look at Roddy Ricch's show.
I'll even
talk about, because now imagine like the show. So if someone heard, because Roddy Ricch was also at Post Malone's show, where white people will be, so they may hear, it came out in the news that at Roddy Ricch's show, two black people got stabbed, and Roddy Ricch is now also at this white show. So now white people that went to the Post Malone show now go back into their offices where there are black people too. And they'll be like, oh, what did you do last night? Oh, I went to see Roddy Ricch. Oh, what did you do last night? Oh, I went to see Post Malone. Hold on, isn't Roddy Ricch the one where two people got and you was there?
When it comes to knife crime and stuff like that, that's a whole different type of situation.
But yeah,
we know that people really pin it on the black people. But I just don't want to diverge from too much when we talk about, because we'll lose the point and we won't explain it fully. Because we're talking about pedophiles and stuff like that, I feel like if when we're going to address it, let's say our points fully so nothing else gets misconstrued. So what I'm saying to you is that I don't think that this situation with R. Kelly can be compared to knife crime, because the way knife crime,
it's not about
people
knife try. Crime. It's
no,
about
no, but no,
race.
What R. Kelly has done, I don't think people have tried to make it a bad reflection on the black community as such. Like, oh, what he's done is a black thing, not at all.
What you were saying, or is that that we're focusing on it so much because he's black, not that it's solely a bad reflection on our community, but because he's black, we're going to keep talking. Because there's always a lot of conversation about, oh, black men don't stick up for black women, or no one's... Like, even on this case, like, I heard a lot of stuff like, why are people trying to defend this black man? Is it because his crimes are against black women? And it's like, no, I even said this on the last one, like, let's stop dividing what we are. We're black people, like, and I even got into another discussion at a party, like, where people were talking about what is black, and they were talking about, is it this shade of black or that shade of black? I'm like, because she's a lighter shade of black doesn't make her any less black than you. Like, black people be making black rules, but they've never done anything for black people. Like, people will start calling Oprah and Steve Harvey and Monique Coons, who have done tons of things for black people, and you've done nothing, and you're here calling this person a coon. It doesn't make sense. You've done nothing for the black community to now come and dictate what being black is and what being black isn't. You're just talking shit. You've done nothing. So even with this, it's like, cool, we know, like Tem's saying, we know what he's done. Pedophilia, held girls hostage, whatever, like, it's been documented. He's now going through this law court process. It's not time to meme it anymore. It's a serious thing. But serious.
When it comes to Twitter and what's serious and what's too serious to make a meme out of, there's no rules to it.
There's no rules.
To his rule like that. But going back to what Temi said on us speaking about R. Kelly publicly, and because that's what you were trying to say is wrong in terms of we should just kind of leave it alone because it's not good for the black community. That's what you basically said, right?
In a sense.
But the reason we speak about R. Kelly publicly is because he is a public figure. He's a very famous guy. So when something is going on in his life, no matter what it could have been, we were going to speak about it on Twitter. And because it's still ongoing is why we still continue to talk about it. So that is, I don't see that as like us doing ourselves a disservice. I just feel like it's just reality. He's famous. We're going to talk about you in a public forum. But my thing is that with this whole thing is I don't like the way that a lot of these predators, like what's the guy who owned Playboy?
Hugh Hefner.
I was reading some crazy stuff about how young some of these girls were that were on his Playboy magazine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just like they are mad. So, and like I'm talking about not 17, not 16, not 15, way mad. Below. And it's really, really scary. And it's just like, if there is a story to be uncovered here, why are these men protected? Why are their wrongdoings overlooked? Like,
okay, but cool, here's the thing. So even on what Tem's saying, they're protecting their own. I know R. Kelly's done wrong. I know. But they're protecting their own. And I'm not saying protect, like, it's so hard to articulate this point.
Leave him then, done.
They're protecting their own in terms of Hugh Hef, Jimmy Sav, Elvis. They're really protecting their own because of the monetary value of it.
Right.
I'm not saying protect R. Kelly, but read between the lines, innit? And it's even the same thing with, like, Carnival and, what's that, Glastonbury Festival, or even Roddy Ricch and Ariana Grande, which is a point I made the other day. I stole it from Jamie. But, like, let's look at Carnival and fucking Glastonbury. How many people does Carnival bring in? Millions. Glastonbury, less. But the percentage of violence at Carnival in comparison to the violence at Glastonbury, if you scale it, it's worse at Glastonbury, but they're trying to cancel Carnival. We need to protect our own. The same thing with Roddy Ricch. So the incident that happened at his show, and they're saying they're trying to ban him. From the UK. And I'm thinking, that's crazy. And I don't want him to get banned, and I'm not saying he should, but if he does, then so should Ariana Grande, because what happened at her show was way worse than what happened at his show.
And it's both none of their faults.
None of their faults. But I had someone on Twitter trying to tell me it's incomparable. I'm thinking, no, because none of them had nothing to do with it. If anything, hers is worse. And it's like, she said something about propaganda and terrorism. I'm thinking, who the hell said it's propaganda? An incident happened at the show and they're trying to ban him. He had nothing to do with it. He wasn't. So, and then it became a thing of lyrics. And I'm thinking, many singers, white singers, have used the word gun or drugs in their lyrics, the same as rappers. As
their crimes go beyond their music. Their crimes literally go beyond their music.
Who, black or the rappers or the singers?
I'm talking about when it comes to rappers or singers, whatever. I'm talking about when a white boy can go into a school and shoot it up and whatever, and people overlook it and people protect them and blah blah blah. But going back to the thing about us protecting our own the way they protect their own. Mm-hmm. When I say they, we have to remember that the people that are protecting these people are not your average Jane.
Yeah, they're higher powers.
They're the higher powers. And the only way we can compare the two is, say if I had my own TV station production company who did documentaries, I wouldn't, then it would be like, you can protect your own in a sense by not just focusing on the things that we do.
Yeah, you won't even commission it. That's what they probably
and also making sure you expose everyone, not just focusing on your own. So that's the way we could have protected our own when it comes to things like this. I want to be a bit careful because I don't want to sound like I'm saying we should protect R. Kelly and protect Bill Cosby.
I'm just saying
the only way we could balance this out in some kind of way is if we had to bring them all in. Then let's not exclude. Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, justice has no fucking, you know.
It's either bring them all in or face front.
Us not talking about it on Twitter cannot compare to them making these documentaries.
I know that whatever I've said, it's not gonna be like faultless, in it. Like, you can fault it. I'm just more talking from the sense of, we need to be mindful and be aware that we're talking shit, but we're not doing anything here, innit? So all we're doing is more damage than good. Us talking about it don't do nothing. He's going to court, let him go jail, he deserves it. Let's move on to better things for our community, basically. The victims can deserve to scream, but all this meme and joke and blah 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 blah, we're not helping shit. We're making it worse. And it's just fake. You lessen the seriousness of it. But when I say something, then everyone's talking about victims. No, you didn't care about victims when you was laughing at the memes. Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that we're not all guilty. I'm guilty of laughing at it too, but I'm saying we need to be on code, because there's white people on code with this stuff. They're not even going to commission an Elvis Presley documentary. We need to understand, why did someone commission that R. Kelly documentary? Why? These are the questions we need to start asking. Why is that coming up now?
Hold on, can we pause for two seconds? Let me just sit down quick. Go.
Yeah, so end of the day, fam, all of this talking is not gonna help us. Disown R. Kelly if you want, innit? I'm just saying, it don't help us. We need to be asking certain questions about, not to say that I just feel like there's an agenda in it, and it doesn't. And what I feel like is, us memeing and joking and talking about so much feeds into this agenda. It fuels this agenda of let's keep a black man in front of it, whilst you guys forget about Woody Allen and you guys forget about Elvis Presley and you guys forget about Jimmy Savile.
Did you say Woody Allen?
He was another one.
What did he do?
Another one that got done for something.
I think Woody Allen. Hold on, let me double check. Woody.
Swear down.
I only just heard about Jimmy Savile today.
Woody Allen. I think he married a woman, and then I think he. What happened? So he got with his new wife when she was like, I can't remember. I'm not going to say seven, but it was very, Jesus, very young.
Seven, right. Seven.
No, I'm not. Let me go to my group chat. We spoke about it in my group chat.
Nah, you'll make me shout.
Christ, honestly, I'll faint right now, brother. Let me make sure I get my
Tell me 17, blood. Even that's bad, but no, seven.
It definitely wasn't 17, but it was his former wife's daughter, and then
former wife's daughter, fam.
Yeah,
that's incest. Mm-hmm.
So he's stepchild.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Stepchild, not his actual daughter. Fucking.
Nah.
Jesus.
Hold on one second. Christ, where? Man. where is this shit?
This is a madness, Sprout. Absolute madness, fam.
Okay, you guys keep on talking. When I find it, I'll let you know.
No, that's crazy.
Bruv, we just need to chill, fam. We're getting distracted. And it doesn't mean that we should... It's just that we just feel like if we're not being outraged and talking, nothing's going on. And that's not the truth, bruv. Because regardless, R. Kelly is in custody, or even women, or a woman has paid for his bail and his child support, whatever. Mm. These things are happening. Like, things are going on, innit? The victims can handle it. But all of this talking that we're doing, it don't necessarily help. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes a slow news day is fine. Come on, there's over 7,000 stories a day. Like, sometimes a slow news day is fine. Just relax, get offline. Even yesterday when the gram was down, just chill out, do something else. Chill, relax, man. Your brain, you know, relax your muscles.
Word.
Relax.
Word.
Emma, have you found this thing yet?
Yeah,
or?
Emma, yeah.
Okay, let me. Because I was trying to find it in my group chat, but it wasn't working.
It's minor. Someone will bring it out. At the end of the day, it's something to discuss at the live show as well.
Like
he was definitely doing a madness.
Don't worry about it. Live show. Yeah. Bring that smoke. We'll definitely have the facts, and we could talk about it because I refuse to be dragged or be misinterpreted on this stuff, bro. I've got the smoke. I'm ready for anyone.
Carry on. Like, I feel like I get what you're saying in terms of this. What all the things we're doing may be fueling their need to make this to make more documentaries and make this a bigger conversation and blah 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 and obviously we don't know if that's true. Yeah. However, the more you do talk about things on Twitter and whatever, they see people are interested in it, they want to fuel the interest, which is like I said why I think they did the thing on Michael Jackson. I thought they thought it was going to get the same type of reaction, same type of hype.
I don't want to see documentary.
Man, I want to see the judge bang that gavel.
That's it. Yeah, judge. Let judge handle it from here, bro.
Right. You're just basically you're tired of the documentaries, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm tired, man. Of it, man. Just let the victim.
Because you know what? It's like when you're watching a YouTube thing about a couple breaking up and she's crying. And you can see it's edited. There's a new cry that got edited in and edited out. And it's like, you watched this back and edited it. Mm. You allowed this to happen to you and you didn't go to the court. You went to YouTube instead of the courtroom. What are you doing? I can't do nothing.
I think what you guys are also trying to say is that you're kind of tired of the... I don't want to say the word tired, but it's like all this kind of... bad destruction, sadness, whatever within these kind of people that we've liked so much or whatever. It's just like it's been a lot, and I think you guys want to move on to something more productive for our community. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
I'm thinking
what?
That
this
woman's
is...
plane that you just did for us as well. I like that.
No, because I don't want you guys to sound like it's like, oh, whatever, move on. But I know how you feel when you've been seeing a lot of like bad negative things, and it's just like, you know what? It's not like you guys don't want it to be dealt with or you don't want them to get the justice.
If it was really real, it will stand up in court. If it's really real, it will stand up in court. If it's a facade, it's on YouTube, innit? You know? This is court matters.
This shouldn't be on YouTube until it's done in the courtroom. As long as they want viewers and want to make money, they're going to keep coming with stuff that's got shock value, you know? Very interesting. But, I'll be watching the documentary on Elvis Presley when it drops. Too much money for them. And do you know what? One thing is very, very scary.
What?
A lot of these men in these high places are paedophiles too. Yes. And I feel like paedophiles protect paedophiles. Even when you look at the Maddie McCann story, when you look at the, when you go into real depth, I'm going to send you guys a video. I don't even like to talk too much because me, I'm scared of these people. You never know who's going to come for you. Like, it's just like very, very scary. Above, I'm scared. Like, you never know. And that's what I'm saying. That's why people in these high places, like the Catholic Church, this and that, are very, very weird.
Ooh, the Pope's getting done again.
The Pope, it's like, how many times have the Pope been getting done for this stuff? Like, they should demolish the whole thing. Like, how is it still carrying on? Just bin them. And like, even it's this, and when you even look at how these kind of men are protected, the fact that a guy who sold drugs once upon a time in his life can't travel to America, but this pedophile, I was watching this documentary, and this white pedophile, he was convicted of being a pedophile here in this country, this man, and him and his mandem used to travel to somewhere in Africa, I can't remember what country, and they set up an orphanage, they were raping the boys there. Why are they able to travel in and out of the UK into African countries, but nothing happens to them? But if you do some kind of other crime here in the UK, you can't fly out to other places like the US.
They'll let you in.
So when it comes to the way these people are protected,
that's a good shout. You know?
All I'm saying is when it comes to these issues, I don't even want to dig into them. All I know is you have to make money if you want to make the changes you want to see sometimes. So let me make my money and I'm going to save all my niggas. I'm coming to save all my niggas.
I'm coming back. Let me make some.
Oh, my niggas. I'm coming back.
I'm going to save you guys.
They'll be going to Africa. They'll be raping the boys. They'll be raping the women. They'll be selling. They'll be buying people's organs and selling them and this and that. It's very, very corrupt. And they will protect each other because they run this world that we live in, unfortunately. So, boy, I hear what you mean when you don't. I don't even want to watch another documentary and stuff like that because I can't do nothing right now. Just need the money. And then I'll come and protect you lot when I can, boy.
I'll save y'all later.
I gotta get this bread first because you can complain all you like or about all these stuff that you don't want and all these changes that need to be made. If you don't have the money to do it, then there's nothing you can do.
Word. Hey, we'll further on from the live show, like I said, 24th.
Yes, 24th.
Tickets on the door. There's still tickets.
Sold out in that.
Hem's gonna be
there. Hem's is there.
Bring the smoke. Bring the smoke.
Free smoke.
Other than that, you know, Theory, bro.
Nice, baby. It's crazy.
Hello, doctor.
And I run it. And I run it. Yeah. And I run it.